Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's the 15-minute mark, and it's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather for Sunday night's game. It's going to start in the low 50s. Good football weather. No rain in the forecast. That's your weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzie's off today. Pompiani worked today. He's going to join me at 3:15. We'll chop it up, talk some Steelers, Packers. 3 nights out from that huge game, one of the hottest tickets of the season, one of the hottest tickets in Pittsburgh sports this year. This game, I think there will be a decent amount of Packers fans. I don't think it'll be close to 50-50 or anything like that, but I think a lot of Packers fans, and they're everywhere. They're not just tucked up there in Wisconsin. It's a national fan base, just like the Steelers. I think many of them will want to come to Pittsburgh and see Aaron Rodgers and have that bucket list experience, one-of-a-kind experience to watch the guy they rooted for almost 20 years who beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl play against them maybe one time. I doubt the Steelers and Packer, or the Steelers and Packers will play next year. They're not scheduled to play the NFC North. It would take something crazy for them to play next season. And I doubt Aaron Rodgers would play beyond 2026 if indeed he does come back. So this makes it a unique game, a game with a lot on the line for both teams. Steelers want to hold off the AFC North competition and the Bengals and Ravens. And the Packers got the same issues. They're in a division. No team's got a losing record there in the NFC North. The Vikings might if they lose tonight to the Chargers, which is the game you can hear on 93.7 The Fan. All right, so Terrell Austin talks on Thursdays. We don't always play Terrell Austin, but I think today's a good day for it because the defense is coming off one of its worst performances ever under Mike Tomlin. And we know that Terrell Austin is a stooge of Mike Tomlin. He basically is Mike Tomlin's parrot. He says what Mike is thinking. He goes and does these media availabilities on Thursday, and he functions as Mike Tomlin's defensive mouthpiece in these situations. And there's still a lot of questions and concerns that have come up from how badly the Steelers performed in that game against Cincinnati and the carryover from that game to this game. So let's start here. Charlie, I'm going to send you, I got another clip I'm going to send you here too, because I just realized I didn't give you everything I wanted here. let's start with what Austin said about it being... Wait, hold on a second here. Charlie, did I give you a clip here that says the Bengals' run game changed Mike's plans? Do you have that one? You do have that one. Okay, so I kind of gave it away a little bit. The Steelers apparently went into this game against Cincinnati with one defensive philosophy in mind, and they had to adjust in this game because of what the Bengals did. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I think initially, you know, we got off to a good start, and then you start the drives giving up big runs. Kind of changes your mindset in that regard. And it was in my mind, significant in terms of, you know, how I went about trying to call the game. And so we just, you know, we know we have to be better in those areas. Because that's, I mean, you look at the games that we haven't performed well and we haven't performed well against the run, and it carries over. And so that's, you know, been a big thing for us right now.
I totally disagree with that philosophy shift in a game. They popped two runs. Mike Tomlin talked about that on Tuesday. Overall, it was just laughable that you let a team that came in averaging 57 rushing yards a game and their running back averaged almost 10 yards per carry. That is abhorrent run defense. However, I honestly would have said this about the game. Seriously, this is not Monday morning or in this case, Thursday afternoon quarterbacking. If we lose this football game because we don't stack the box and Chase Brown and Samaje Perine beat us, so be it. They let a couple of big runs cause them to adjust and change it up and say, you know what, we got to stop Chase Brown now instead of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That would be like saying if Alex Highsmith had a couple of sacks early in a game against the Steelers, an offensive line or an offensive coordinator saying, let's now double and triple team Alex Highsmith and not worry so much about T.J. Watt. What are you talking about? You can't go into a game thinking that the star players are the dudes we need to stop, and then after two big runs, flip flop and start to worry about the guy who's been like the least effective running back in the whole league. And by the way, focusing more on the run game didn't even really stop it. So it's not even like shifting your eggs into that basket bore fruit. It didn't. And this gets back to the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The idea that even in a passing league, the Steelers are all about stopping the run. Terrell Austin was asked, what do you need to do to fix this defense? And he said it was all about the run. Hit that one, Charlie.
Stop the run. I got a simple answer for you. We have to stop the run. When you allow teams to run, then it opens up all kinds of things. It opens up play action pass. it opens up or it shrinks your menu because what you do now is you're doing things to make sure you have to bring possibly extra guys down to try to stop the run. So the bottom line is we got to be able to stop the run, and then I think that opens up and allows us to play well.
I think they just assumed against the Bengals they would, or maybe better said, that the Bengals would stop their own run, that they would abandon it, give up on it, and the Steelers wouldn't have to worry about it because guess what? They've done that in a lot of games this year. Give me next state of the secondary. There's a question there. This is Austin saying the state of the secondary. Obviously, all of these guys played very poor football. You do not have that one. That's right. All right. Instead, give me the one here of Austin talking about Joey Porter's penalties, Charlie, and his reaction to that really being the Achilles heel in Joey Porter.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they're down from where we were last year, so that is an improvement, and it's just got to, you know, it's got to continue to go and develop and stay in that direction, and then really that what the way it does that is, you know, how you work at practice, how you get those things, you know, how you strain and do the things at practice, because then that carries over into the field, and so obviously he must be working pretty good at practice because those are down, and we just need to see that and hopefully he'll continue to improve and keep going and help us.
Yeah, again, very defensive, where a guy had a bad game and they want to focus on the fact that he's actually been really good at this all year. I'm sorry. I think Joey Porter has had a very pedestrian season. If I'm going to give him a grade as a corner through the first, and he hasn't played in every game, but through the team's first six games of the year, I give him like a C+, maybe B- at best. We'll get to state of secondary in a minute. A lot of Steelers fans are still, like myself, wondering, did Nick Herbig get injured in the Bengals game? Did he get put in the doghouse for some reason? Did he perform so poorly that the Steelers coaches were like, yeah, we can't trust him in this game? What happened against the Bengals with that? Tomlin gave an answer that really didn't make sense on Tuesday. Let's see what Austin said about that today.
In that situation, yeah, that Mike is right. We thought we would have, in that regard, more situational things for him to really rush and get after the passer. And again, we do have to explore getting him in there more. And that's just sometimes that happens during the course of the game. Kind of get thrown in a loop, and as you work through and work to the game, you know, our biggest emphasis on game day is trying to win the game, not determining how many plays a guy plays. And so we did that. And, you know, we'll go back and look at it and see if he, you know, the next time, if you know, maybe do a better job of that.
So you, on the last try, when the Bengals were obviously passing, what prevented from putting, what was the plan for not putting him in that situation where it was pretty much a pass forward?
Right? Well, I'm not sure it was a pass forward thing. I believe they had a timeout. They had over a minute something left, and with the kicker they had, they really only had to go about 25 or 30 yards to get to field goal range. And so my thoughts and my thought process was, hey, let's play this thing stout. Let's get up on them and don't allow them to run and bleed the clock down and get down, and then we just didn't hold up.
That is unbelievable. First of all, I appreciate that Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette asked that follow-up question to Austin there. So let me get this straight. The Steelers are up 33-31. The Bengals start at their own 30-yard line with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. 2:15, one timeout at their own 30. To feel really good about McPherson making the field goal, they've got to go 40 yards. Okay, to make it a makeable field goal, they got to go 35 yards, right? They got to get to the 35 of the Steelers. Maybe he can attempt one from the 40, but that's still 30 yards. And Terrell Austin said with a straight face that he thought with 2:15 left and one timeout that the Bengals might come out and run the ball. And that's why Herbig's not in the game. If Mike Tomlin, who I believe, I think that Austin just covers Tomlin's ass. If Mike Tomlin really believed that the Bengals were still going to run the ball in that situation, you know what? I've even given him too much credit for his football IQ and football brain. He really thought that was a running situation. If the Steelers were down two and had to go 40 yards and started a drive at their own 30 with a handoff to Jaylen Warren, I would take my fist and drive it through my television. And I wouldn't care that I was bleeding out all over the place and that my TV was broken and I wasn't going to be able to watch the rest of the game, because that's how mad I would be. And the BS coach speak of, hey, whoever asked the first question, I think it was Tim Benz. Hey, Timmy, you know, we're not really concerned about snap counts for these guys. What we're really concerned about is winning games. Yes, exactly. Put your best players or your hottest players out there for more snaps. Here's a crazy idea that might help you win the game. You played a Herbig. There were like 13 or 14 guys who played more than him in this game. He came into this game with more sacks and more pressures than TJ Watt, and he didn't even play in the first game of the season. Just total horse manure smelling answers from the Steelers defensive staff. No wonder why the analytics gurus out there, I know you guys out there don't love analytics and you take what analytics says with a grain of salt. But in this case, I don't think analytics is wrong. The analytical sites say that the Steelers are one of the worst coach defenses in the entire NFL, the entire league, based on the amount of talent that they presumably have or ostensibly have. I think Tennessee and Miami are the only two worse. And by the way, this stat shocked me. The Steelers have given up more yards of offense this year than Miami. And Miami feels like a team that 8 games in has completely mailed it in and doesn't want to play football anymore. And it's more yards per game than Miami, not total games. The Steelers in a 60-minute football game give up more yards to the opponent than the Miami bleeping Dolphins. All right, Charlie, give me the state of the secondary clip here.
No, obviously I thought we all thought we'd be, you know, better, but I understand it's the NFL and I know these guys are pros, and I know they'll bounce back because their pedigree tells me, the way they work, their mindset tells me they're going to bounce back. And, you know, it just has – the nice thing I know for me is it's a long season. We've seen these guys. They've got a track record of playing well and playing over the long haul. And to me, it's just a matter of us, you know, continuing to work at it and eventually that they'll get into their groove and they'll start playing the type of football overall that we want, more consistent.
Yeah, track record in the secondary, that doesn't have to be a positive connotation comment. Track record. That means you've played for a long time. You don't always want old corners. Darius Slay is 34 years old. You know what Darrell Revis was doing at 34? Eating spicy Cheetos on his couch watching football. One of the greatest corners of all time had already been 2 years into retirement. Rod Woodson was already, you know, well into his career as a safety at that point, 34 years old, in Baltimore. How about Richard Sherman? Let's see what he was doing at 34 years old. 34, Richard Sherman. He was working for Amazon. Okay? Darius Slay looks shot. Darius Slay looks like the guy that the Eagles, mostly, mainly smart organization that's been to 2 out of the last 5 Super Bowls and won one last year. They're like, yeah, we're good. We'd actually rather go with Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo than this guy. But man, I'm still the Herbig comment really ticks me off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.